The Parables, Week 3, about Judgment, Day 2, A Kingdom or House Divided and Binding the Strong One. We read from Matthew 12. Then one who was demon-possessed was brought to him, blind and mute, and he cured him, so that the blind and mute both spoke and saw. And all the crowds were amazed and said, Is not this the son of David? But the Pharisees, hearing this, said, This man does not cast out demons except by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons in the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can anyone enter the house of the strong one and plunder his vessels, unless he first bind the strong one? And then he will plunder his house. He who is not with me is against me. He who does not gather with me scatters. Now we read concerning demons in the heavenly doctrine in Apocalypse Explained 586. Demons are evil cupidities or lusts, because by demons, infernal spirits are meant, and all spirits that are in the hells are nothing but evil cupidities. For all spirits that are in the hells, as well as all angels in the heavens, are from the human race. And every man after death becomes such as his life has been in the world, consequently such as his affection has been. Therefore, after death, man is wholly his affection. A good man, the affection of good and truth, and an evil man, the affection of evil and falsity. Moreover, every man after death thinks, wills, speaks, and acts in accordance with his affection. The affection of evil and falsity is what is called cupidity and what is signified by demon. We read about Satan and Beelzebul and the spirit and kingdom of God. In Apocalypse Explained 740, here the term Satan and not devil is used, because Beelzebul, who was the god of the Philistine city of Ekron, means the god of all falsities. For Beelzebul, by derivation, means the god of flies, and flies signify the falsities of the sensual man, thus falsities of every kind. This is why Beelzebul is called Satan. So too the Lord said, If I, in the Spirit of God, cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. The Spirit of God, meaning divine truth proceeding from the Lord, and the kingdom of God, thence signifying heaven and the church that are in divine truths. Then we read that evil and good are opposites. Divine Providence 2:21. Man is admitted or let interiorly into the truths of faith and into goods of charity only so far as he can be kept in them until the end of his life. Number one, a man may be admitted into the wisdom of spiritual things and also into a love for them, and yet not be reformed. Number two, if he afterwards recedes from them and passes over into the opposite, he profanes holy things. Number three, there are many kinds of profanation, but this is the worst kind of all. Number four, therefore, the Lord admits man interiorly into the truths of wisdom and at the same time into the goods of love, only so far as he can be kept in them until the end of his life. also from this chapter in Divine Providence, number 233. It may be seen by the rational man without explanation that evil with its falsity cannot exist in man's interiors, and at the same time good with its truth. For evil is the opposite of good, and good is the opposite of evil, and two opposites cannot exist together. Moreover, there is in all evil an inherent hatred of good, and there is in all good an inherent love of protecting itself against evil and removing it from itself. Therefore, it follows that one cannot be together with the other. If they were together, there would arise first conflict and combat, and then destruction, as the Lord also teaches in these parables. Two opposites cannot exist together in one substance or form without its being torn asunder and destroyed. If one should advance and draw near to the other, they would certainly keep themselves apart, like two enemies, one of whom would retire within his camp or fortifications, and the other would remain outside. This happens with the evil and the good in a hypocrite. He harbors both, but the evil is within and the good is without, and thus the two are separate and are not mingled. From this it is now clear that evil with its falsity and good with its truth cannot exist together. Questions and comments. Number one. Abraham Lincoln quoted these verses in a speech in 1858, saying that we could not continue as one kingdom, partly slaveholding and partly free. Do you see another such fundamental issue over which this nation is in danger of being brought to desolation? Number two, what might be a present-day analogy to being demon-possessed, that is, possessed by evil cupidities or a false ideology? Can you see how such a state would make someone spiritually blind and mute, unable to see and acknowledge the Lord? Number three, who is the strong one in the Lord's parable? And who is strong enough to bind him? What might be meant by his vessels being plundered? Were they rightfully his vessels to start with? Number four, we have such mixed motives. How does the Lord keep good and evil separate in us?